Your number one hit music radio station, 96.9 Cool FM. Thames won that one with Crazy Things on the night show with Kemi Smalls. Before that, I also played you Yay by Burna Boy. We had Champion Sound by Davido featuring Focalistic, kickstarting the show tonight. How are you feeling, my lovelies? How are you feeling? How's your weekend? I hope you had a good one, a relaxing one. I hope that your day has gone all right. But you know, I like to say that if you didn't have a great day, tomorrow is another day to try again. But at least you can be sure that your night is about to be banging, because I'm going to be playing you Bedu back to back all the way till midnight. I've got a guest in the his eye, and it's somebody that you're going to really, really want to talk to. You could ask questions, you could tweet at us, you could call in and be a part of the show. 0700 969 969 969. I feel like I should put MVP before his name now, because he's a tough guy apparently when it comes to basketball. I've got DJ Tunes in the house. Ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
Hi.
What's up, Kemi? Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here in time.
Yes, I had to. I had to hold it down this
as
week.
Well. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
How's your weekend?
It's been powerful so far, very progressive and very enlightening with the whole basketball tournament that happened, you know what I mean?
So tell me about that. How are you like MVP? Like, do you have a career in basketball? Where did that come from?
I mean, I always tell people if I was a DJ, I would definitely be in the NBA, you know? I got some skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? First name Mike, you know? So it means something.
It does. And it's so interesting because the last time we had a conversation about the things that you do for sport, you mentioned it in passing. Like, it wasn't a big deal. It's like, oh, yeah, I just play basketball every weekend. But apparently, you don't just play basketball. You're really good at it. You should blow your own trumpet more often, I'm going to try.
You know, it's like in New York, it's like basketball is a regular thing. Like, I would say, like, football is in Nigeria. So, it's like, if somebody asks somebody in Nigeria, do you play football? It's like, It's every weekend, you know, so that's how I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
Being that they had the whole NBA Africa move here, I thought it was really dope to have the celebrity game. And shout out to Jimmy. He put me in the team and we was able to take.
Who else was in your team?
I had Jimmy. I had Deji on my team. He played for the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And a few other guys. I can't remember the names. Kathy was on my team.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I saw that. Well done. Congratulations
on your award as well. Thank you.
I did see that you were tweeting this morning that the time moves so fast in Lagos and so does the money as well. What was happening to you in that moment that warranted that tweet?
I said time moves fast and money moves faster.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like in Lagos, you know, the rate of movement, the passion here, the way everybody's on the move, the way everybody's just ready to work, it's just it's fast and it makes the time move fast. If you're not doing nothing, it's already night. So, and also if you move around a lot, you got to spend money. So I just, you know, I'm getting adjusted to the lifestyle here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everywhere I go, it's like, you know what I mean? I gotta bless somebody. So.
I feel like you get used to it after a while.
Yeah.
All right, my lovelies, we've got DJ Tunes on the night show with Kemi Smalls on your number one hit music radio station, 96.9 Cool FM. We're going to be talking about music and everything else in between. Let's go play DJ Tunes featuring Ashanti.
Yes,
and we'll talk about that when we get back. So this is Ashanti and Adekunle Gold.
AG Baby.
On this record.
Yes.
All right, Feel It is what it's called. One hit music radio station, 96.9 Cool FM. Still the night show with Kemi Smalls, and we have got DJ Tunes in the house.
Yes,
after we went on the music break, the first song that I played you was DJ Tunes, Ashanti, and Adekunle Gold with Feel It. Now, what I would like to know is that you have been the mastermind behind a lot of hits, all right? You've walked through One Day Call on Iskava, Burna Boy. You had Pammy with Adekunle Gold on Malay. You know what I'm saying? Whiskey was on that record. Now you've worked with Ashanti as well. I want to know what your process is like when you want to make a record, right? Do you sit and say, you know who I'd like to have on a song on Malay, and then reach out and then you create the music together? Do you have to be like, how do you tend to get all of these beautiful and talented artists on a record?
It's definitely like a spiritual vibe for me. Let's say I'm working on a beat. Most beats that I hear, I can feel which artists I want to put on it, or which artists I feel fits best for the beat,
okay,
or the music I'm trying to create. So at the time with Ashanti, she had reached out to me and told me, like, you know, she was trying to get into the Afrobeat lane. Let's make some vibes. And I was able to build us some music, and that's so I had Adekunle go to the vibe. So I just felt like AG was the best fit in terms of, like, the flows he brings nowadays. He's definitely, like, you know, entered, like, another scale of, like, the music realm. So I just felt like they both match each other well. Also with other people as well. Once I feel it, I feel like this is the right song for them. My most important thing is just bringing out the best out the artist. You know what I mean? So as long as I get that accomplished, I feel good.
You're also a producer yourself as well. Producing, DJing, all right? We would just say comes first for you.
DJing came first for me. DJing. I've been DJing for, like, I'll say over 10 years or close to 10 years. And then halfway through that, I started producing and writing and making music. First two singles was Get Up with SARS and Flash, and then I dropped Iskabar and Wande Cole. So just those two songs being my first two singles is just, like,
it's crazy.
I just felt like at the time that's what our music needed. Flash was a young star. He had no music out, and SARS put me on to him, and we felt like, you know, he was ready for the world. And with Wande, you know, I wanted to make an anthem with him. Previous to meeting Wande, like really bonding with him, I was touring with Wiz, and everywhere we went, we had an anthem. Ojo Legba was the anthem. That was the last song. So I was like, Wande, I'm looking through your catalog. You don't really have an anthem. So let's create an Iskabar anthem. And then, you know, we was able to do that. So for me, I just like to bring out the best out of each artist, you know. And whoever fits best, just my spirit just tells me, like, yo, this person is going to kill it, or that person's going to kill it. And normally it happens.
Tommy Cole on Twitter, who is listening right now, says, when are we getting Pami video?
Look, I'm going to tell people this. We have to be realistic here, okay? For me to even get all three of those guys in one song, like, it had to happen during Corona. I didn't see any other time it would have happened in this lifetime. I don't think people really understand the magnitude of that song. That's Wizkid, AG Baby, Omalay, all on one track. And I feel like, you know, the music speaks for itself. I would love to do a video, but to get all three of them in the same place at the same time is, it's been really hard for me. So, coming soon.
Oh yeah, Tommy Cole, he's answered your question. And speaking of Wiz, you've been DJing with Wiz, and I wouldn't say for, since when, 2015?
Yeah.
I feel like DJs and the artists that they DJ with always have, like, a special connection. You know, there's something there. So how would you describe your connection with Wiz when you're playing?
Oh man, the connection is strong. It's definitely, it's amazing. It's unbreakable. It's unstoppable. We just did O2 three nights in a row, and it was a shutdown. Like, London was closed for the weekend just for Wiz. And just to be a part of that and share that stage with him is an honor. It's a blessing. And it's from here, we're still going to the top, you know? Still going to the top. So our chemistry is really, really, it's really, really dope. You know, he allows me to choose the sets. We go over the sets together. Sometimes when we on stage, I could do my thing and he does his thing, and it really, really matches each other's energy. So once we bring the energy up, you know, that's what I'm there for. 99% of time is late.
Speaking of the O2, I mean, that was crazy, first of all. I mean, it was a moment in time, I feel like. And it's just amazing to be able to experience that in our lifetime. But you were there, you were on stage, you saw it firsthand. You were a part of it firsthand. And what I would like to know is, when you think back to that moment, being able to experience that and be a part of that, what are some of the events of that moment that stick with you, that when you close your eyes and you think back, you're like, man, this particular thing that happened was insane?
Man, I would say it happened on night one, the first night. We had brought out Ella May. We brought out so many artists. We brought out Chris Brown. And it seemed like after the show, everybody's highlight was me hyping up the old school set. Like, most of the videos I saw online on Twitter or Instagram was just me hyping up the old school, the WizKids old school music. And just to be a part of that moment, it just keeps running over my head. Just shouting out people that, you know, really support Wiz from day one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So knowing that I brought out the energy out of the day one fans like that, and really, really, like, cross-court, like, around the world, it's just, it's very, very, like, I'm honored. It's overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know, man. I'm still, like, you know, getting goosebumps from them, them nights. So night two was amazing. Night three was amazing. Just bringing out Wiz on stage is an honor. You know what I'm saying? I also get to play before him, and I get to do my thing. So it's 20,000 people right in front of you, just giving you energy, ready to take it all in. And you know, we're showcasing Africa, and we want to do it to the best that we can. You know, so I'm happy that I'm a part of that.
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about your Blackout tour.
Yes.
As well, since we're talking about, you know, having shows and stuff. So we'll talk about that and we'll see what's coming with that. In the meantime, this is DJ Tunes featuring Olamide with Require. On your number one hit music radio station, 86.9 Cool FM. You could tweet at us at Cool FM Nigeria, hashtag The Night Show, if you've got any questions. Your number one hit music radio station, 86.9 Cool FM. I did collect gold on that one with Mercy. Before that, I played you DJ Tunes and Olamide the GOAT with Require on The Night Show. All right, I was asking you about your Blackout tour. Are we going to have a Blackout tour this year?
For sure. It's every year. Started in New York, and now I'm taking it worldwide. We did London. We did about 20 cities this year. I mean, last year, 2021. And now we're taking it worldwide. In Lagos, I was able to join DJ Obi. Shout out to DJ Obi.
Shout out
Obi. We was able to do the All Black Everything and Blackout, bring it all together during the December period in Lagos. So it was real dope. I did one in London, New York, LA, Seattle, Atlanta. It was lit this year. I was able to tie it along with Wiz's tour as well. So it was really dope touring around with him on that Made in Lagos tour as well.
Yeah. So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's gonna be real dope.
I see that you've been in songwriting camps since you've been here.
Yeah, a lot of
I feel like our summer jams are being cooked at the moment.
Right,
you know what I mean? The songs that we're gonna be jamming later on in the year is being cooked, and you're kind of like in the middle of it all. I see that you have MMM coming out. When are we getting that with Rexy?
Rexy and Mobad.
And there's that photo of you guys with Money Lady. So what's going on? Give us the gist.
MMM stands for Making More Money.
Okay.
And I'll give you a little story. KPK Boys, Rexy and Mobad hit me up before Corona to, for me to join on them with KPK.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know what that looks like wiggle bucket means. You know what I mean? My Yoruba wasn't too lit at the time. So I wasn't too sure about the record. You know what I mean? And I also had Olamide Require inside the on the shelf as well. So I went with that. Next thing you know, KBK becomes the number one song in the world. And
Did you beat yourself up about
it? I beat myself up about it. Ask my guy here. And I also, every time it plays, I just feel something in my heart that's like, yo, this song could have been yours. You know what I mean? Like, every time. So imagine the DJs, they played this song. They played a lot. So it sat in with me for the whole 2 years. So once I got to Nigeria, I told Rexy, I said, I need Mobad. I need you in the studio now. And we was able to put out a beautiful hit. It's called MMM, Making More Money. It's going to be dropping and real, real soon. We're going to give you the exclusive, you know what I mean? So shout out to Cool FM.
Thank you, Kemi. I appreciate
y'all, man. The love is real, so get ready for that.
You're not going to tell us when it's dropping. We're just going to go with real soon.
I would say, like, hey.
He's giving you the side eye, like, boy, if you don't...
I would say definitely before the end of the month. Definitely before the end of the month.
Okay.
Because I'm working on a EP. It's called Cruise Control Volume 1. I like to cruise. I like to, you know, have a good time. So this Cruise Control consists of like 5 to 4 songs. And MMM is going to be the first single. So I definitely want to get that out this month.
You have anything else you want to tell us about this Cruise Control?
It's going to be nothing but hits. It's me taking over Lagos, basically. I never get to stay here this long, so I just want to, you know, give my experience on my how I've been staying and how I feel about Lagos and my cruise life. Mm-hmm. And I got Vic Tony, Wandy Cole on there. I got AV on there. I'm working with Aerostar as well. I'm working with Alpha P on there as well.
Yay!
So it's gonna be a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. Cruise Control. That's a lot of heavy names and super talented people that you've mentioned. So yeah, we're definitely looking for Tommy Cole on Twitter is really on your case. So when are we getting the album? Well, yeah, Tommy Cole, there's an EP coming soon. So don't you'll be blessed pretty soon.
Yes.
I'm definitely looking forward to MMM as well. It's an interesting name.
Yeah,
first of all,
I heard that it was a real
situation. So yeah, I'm definitely interested as to what the content of this music is about to be.
It's just inspirational. It's my first money anthem. I'm always talking about love and obviously the beautiful women of the world. But this time I want to give people a money anthem, a motivational song. Like every day you wake up, you just go and get it. You know what I mean? So that's the drive behind the song.
You know what I like to know as a DJ? Some crowds can be hectic. You know what I mean? Just difficult. Yeah, like just trying your best and it's just not working out. You know, what are some tips that you would give, you know, if like an upcoming DJ was listening when they get to deal with like difficult crowds?
I would say you have to know who's in there.
Okay.
So even if you have to stop the music and say, hey, who's from Nigeria? Who's from Ghana? Who's from Jamaica? Or, you know what I mean? You got to know who's in your crowd. It's very, very important to know who's in there. Then you know how to feed them. That's how I operate. If I feel like I'm on the downside and I need to switch things up, I slow it down. I switch the genre. You know, if your genre is not kicking in, maybe you want to play some hip-hop. Maybe you want to play Afro beats or reggae. It's important you know your crowd.
Okay.
Know your audience. That's the most important. Even before you get to the stage, you should look into the crowd eye, what they feeling right now and what they need. You know, I feel like in Nigeria, it's quite difficult, man. Nigeria, I don't know how to explain, but y'all got DJs here in a very, very tough position. I feel like DJs here are playing with a gun to their head. And they have to keep consistently giving people the same songs over and over. If not,
it's not jamming.
What are you doing?
The party's not jumping.
What are you doing? What's going on here? DJ, play on my piano now. You know, it's just, I don't know. It's quite hard to be free in Nigeria, I would say. But outside the world, I would say, like, as long as you can be versatile in your selection, you should make it in any crowd, but always know the audience here.
Know the audience.
Yes.
Gems from DJ Tunes on the Night Show with Kemi Smalls. When we get back, we're going to talk about the things that you do besides basketball when you're not making music, all right?
No problem.
Here we go. One Hit Music Radio Station, 96.9 Cool FM. A couple of people requested the song on Twitter. Tommy Cole at Barbie1XX at Aquaflare Fling. So there you have it. Found me by DJ Tunes. And he's got Adekunle Gold on that one. Omale and Luis K. Big Luis on that one. Are you ever going to sing yourself? Are we looking forward to you singing? How's your singing voice?
I'm not gonna sing. I'm gonna come through on like.
Are you gonna rap?
Little ad libs.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember this: making more money. MMM making more money. Like just little ad libs, and I'm gonna come on like Diddy. You know how Diddy just comes on a song like, yeah, just like that. Yeah. Dance for me. Yeah, stuff like that. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Going to be like Diddy in the videos as well, dancing with those moves?
You see Iskaba.
Yeah,
left, right. You see Cool Me Down. Anytime there's a music video, I make sure I show
your moves.
I show like just the expression of how the song makes me feel. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that will always be there. I cannot. There's people like Wandy Cole. It's people like Wizkid. Why would I be?
He's singing. I like that. At least you know what it is that you feel great at. And as a person, just as a human being, outside like just music and the industry and everything, what do you like to do when you're not playing basketball?
When I'm not playing ball, man.
Do you like to watch stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm on Power. I like to watch Power, you know, I'm big on that. I play chess.
Yeah.
I like to play chess. I like extracurricular activities.
Okay. I really like how you are self-aware about like the fact that we're on the radio.
Yeah.
And I like how you've coined that.
Yeah.
We all know what you're talking about, but it's very, very appropriate for the time. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
And I love listening to Cool FM.
Yeah.
96.9. You follow me?
Yes. Where's my round of applause when I need that?
It's here.
Come on. Yes. All right. Any peculiarities when you're trying to record music? Do you think that you've got anything that's kind of like peculiar to you? Do you like the lights off or the lights on? You want to kick people out? You know, you want to be by yourself? Anything else?
Protect the space, protect the energy. I make sure the energy in the room is right. Sometimes you can have one negative energy in the room and everything can mess up everything that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I always make sure like I'm militant with the energy in the room. I have to make sure everybody's in there for a reason. If you're not here, please just stand outside. You know what I'm saying? So that's very important to me. Protect the energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with all the camps happening and all of these amazing people that you've walked with, where are the rappers?
You shot me in the leg.
where are the rap guys?
I had YC in the studio like 2 days ago.
Okay.
I just met Lottie Poe for the first time, so I'm going to link up with him. Now that I'm here, I'm you know, I'm learning the grassroots. But with me and YC have a good relationship.
Okay.
Black Bones, I'm cool with him too. I'm working with him. We haven't gotten in the studio yet, but me and him already started like building up vibes. I was able to bring him out for the O2 show.
Okay.
So we already have like, you know, a connection. It's just to get more people in the studio this week. So rappers are coming. They're coming along.
Okay.
They're gonna be wrapping it up.
I'll be waiting.
Yeah.
I'm for the rappers.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting. All right. Well, shout out to you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to MMM dropping soon.
Yes.
We don't know when, but soon we'll have to work for us, side-eyeing your friend in the background.